Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Extension Livestock Market Economist Daryl Peel on the feed situation for our beef cattle producers in just a moment.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
When LSU chose to release a new beardless wheat variety, they wanted to get it right on all fronts. Yield, quality, versatility. Oklahoma Genetics announces the unveiling of OSU's first new beardless wheat variety in 10 years. OK Corral. OK Corral works in every scenario imaginable. Grain only, dual purpose, or hay production. It also provides protection against several outlaws in wheat country, such as Hessian fly, stripe and leaf rust, powdery mildew, leaf blotch, and even bacterial streak. Partner up with OK Corral. Log on to OKGenetics.com.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel is much in demand by the agricultural media all across the country and agricultural groups as well. He was on the K-State Radio Network earlier this week. One of the things that he talked about, availability of feedstuffs for beef cattle producers here in 2020, he says things really look pretty good.
You know, and certainly in total, USDA estimated May 1 hay stocks at, 37%, I think it was, above year-ago levels, across the whole country. And if you look at many regions, it was pretty much the same. Probably the tightest region in all of that was really kind of the southeast. So from Tennessee sort of south and east, there was some states that were down on a year-over-year basis. In terms of the southern plains, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas, that region generally had very abundant supplies. So I think we're in pretty good shape there. At the moment, most of the pasture conditions in the central plains and from there east look pretty good, moisture conditions. There is some drought out west that's a little bit alarming from western Kansas across Colorado and some of that country.
And Dr. Peel says that when it comes to hay prices, things look really, really good for the balance of 2020.
I think the hay prices will be, flat to perhaps slightly down on a year-over-year basis. So, yes, that's going to help. And, of course, in terms of the feed grain side of things, from a feedlot perspective and then down into feeder cattle markets, we've got lots of feed grain. We've got lots of corn. We're projecting ending stocks for the end of this crop year, which would be the end of August, at very high levels, 2.8 billion plus or minus, and even bigger stocks a year from now. So it seems likely that we're going to have very favorable feed grain and supplemental feed prices, whether you're using that directly or whether you're seeing that in terms of the support that that will provide to feeder cattle markets by keeping those feedlot ration costs in check a little bit.
And Dr. Peel says relatively low feed costs, very important to cattle producers having a chance to make any money at all this year.
That's for sure. Obviously we're on the defensive kind of from the revenue side of things. Those cost savings are going to be very critical to helping reduce the negative impact of this year or provide any possible opportunity for some profitability.
Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel talking about a very favorable price outlook, it looks like, here in 2020 when it comes to hay as well as feed grains for our beef cattle sector. The other factor, of course, is our standing forage pasture range conditions as we hit the early part of June. Pretty good. Best in Kansas, not so good in a lot of the state of Texas. We're at 48% in good to excellent shape as far as the state of Oklahoma is concerned. Central and eastern counties are in the best shape. Some drought taking a little bit of a toll on our pasture ratings in western counties of the state. That will bear watching in the days to come. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 19th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 13th, 1 o'clock, at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 350 outstanding fall AI heifers, cows, and 20 head of 20-month-old herd bulls, plus the entire spring-summer semen offering on EasyJet, Battleship, Made Right, and Troubadour. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at blackherfordranch.com or call 580-309-0711.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.